Three high-ranking officials in Niger's ruling junta were fired from their posts this week, indicating a possible rift at the heart of the military clique that seized control of this desert country in a February coup. The military had promised to hold elections before the end of the year, but the date of the proposed vote has since been pushed back several times. All of this happened as other members of the junta, along with officials from the transitional parliament and other political players in the country, signed a pact here in Rome, laying down the basis for a peaceful transition through institutions elected by the people. The pact was negotiated under the auspices of the Sant'Egidio Catholic Community. Charles Collins spoke to the Director for International Affairs for the community, Mario Giro, about the agreement.
This is all about the stability of that country. You know that country is in a strategic position in the Sahel-Saharan Strip. We all know that in this area there are a lot of trafficking of all kinds, the presence of terrorism, the presence of uranium, etc. as a strategic area. The country is in transition, and we want to strengthen this transition in order they can go back, because they have a certain democratic experience, go back to democracy after the military coup of February of this year.
What does this pact do? You talk about a peaceful transition. How is this peaceful transition supposed to take place?
We have a timetable of elections from now to April, starting with the referendum on the new constitution at the end of this month. This is the first step. Then we have to set certain mechanism of reconciliation, justice and truth. That is very important after all the turmoil that this country has been submitted in those last periods of his history. And then we have also to strengthen the institutions, because also if the Niger reached democracy in 91, this country suffered different coup, military coup particularly, because there is not enough culture of democracy. And then we are trying with the civil society that is leading the transitional institution in that particular moment to, through this seminar of capacity building, to strengthen this culture of democracy. Of course, this was political, because this seminar were present also army officers envoyed by the presidency, then the Council of the Restoration of Democracy, as they call it. I met the President of the Republic, the General Djibo Salou, at the end of last July, and we agreed on the fact that during this 5 months of transition before a new presidential election that will end the process, they will organize a forum of reconciliation, and we will be part of it.
As you mentioned, there have been coups and there's been other violence in Niger.
Yep.
It's been very unstable. When you were meeting with the people who came for these meetings, was there a true sense of reconciliation, mutual forgiveness in the room?
They are trying to find it, you know, because there are a lot of contentions among them, particularly among the political parties. The major political parties at the level of Secretary General were present here in Rome, and the army. There is a lot of suspicion. Then we have to create a proper environment of confidence. And then we are providing a series of confidence-building measures to reach this point.
And as a final question, how did the community of Sant'Egidio become involved in this process?
Since the last 4 years, I may say, we are trying to intervene, starting from the conflict in the north with the Tuaregs. You know that the north is the crucial area of that country for the presence of the mines of uranium, etc. And We offered to the previous regime our good offices in order to start a process of dialogue. It was not possible at that time, and now we are doing it now. But I was personally in contact with the different high-level officials of that country, and then after 3 years of approaching and contacts, we reached that point in this particular moment of changement of the country.
Was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I think that although if Niger is a Muslim country, there are only, for example, very few Christians, among them 25,000 of Catholics, a very few community, it's important that Christians are involved in a spirit of dialogue and friendship in that country, because we are all interested in stability and democracy for the Niger.